All right. Well, this is Jerry Monte. You're in the City Square, and it's time for us to play your favorite game. So, Heather, what time is it?
And now, Rutan and Tucker present...
Is It a Law?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Is It a Law? This is the time when we make our guests sit in the hot seat. And, Donna, I'm going to ask you about a rule, regulation, ordinance, or law. You're going to tell me if it's really one or if it's made up. And we'll either marvel at your brilliance or we'll scoff at your ignorance.
And they all have to do with emergencies.
No, they don't all have to do with emergencies. But they're a lot of fun. So whether you're ready or not, you ready? Here we go. We're going to play our game. Here's your first one, Donna. It's against the law to get a fish drunk in Oklahoma.
Is it a law?
Is it illegal in Oklahoma to get your fish drunk?
Having never been there, I'm going to say yes.
And you'd be absolutely correct. That's right.
So obvious. Can you imagine if fish were drunk everywhere?
I hate a drunk fish, you know? And that's why they call people who drink too much fish, because they love alcohol, I guess. I don't know.
Do they have lots of fish? They must have had lots of drinking.
Thinking about how these legislatures come up with these ideas is what's a conundrum for me. All right.
And what's the legal limit for a fish?
I have no clue.
Breathalyzer is kind of difficult.
Yeah, to get them to breathe into it, right?
That's right.
All right, here's the second one. Ironically, also about booze. Who knew? Where were our producers when they were doing this?
They were at the bar doing this one.
They were at the bar at this one. No man may purchase alcohol without written consent from his wife in Pennsylvania.
Is it a law?
Don't crack up, Robert.
Oh, my God.
So
I'd be in trouble. In
Pennsylvania, do you need a written note from your wife in order to buy a beer?
I'm going to say no, but maybe it should be a law.
It probably should be. Out of Pennsylvania, it is a law. So you have to have a note from the missus to get...
Now, I've been to Pennsylvania, and they have state-run liquor stores. I didn't have to have a note from anybody here, so they were in violation.
Some people just don't obey the law, but that doesn't mean it's not a law. All right. In 1977, Donna, a Supreme Court case outlawed corporal punishment in schools as cruel and unusual punishment.
Is it a law?
Did we wake you up,
I'm sorry.
Robert?
Couldn't believe that.
He's got the script.
Yes, it's a law.
Yes, it's a law? No, it's not a law. Actually, in 1977, the court case found that spanking should be allowed, and it's allowed in 19 U.S. states, but no, it's not cruel and unusual punishment. All right.
That was a trick one. It sounded when they give you the date and everything.
It sounded like a law. All right, here's your fourth one.
How's she doing? She got the first one, but she's missed a couple.
She's one for three so far. All right, here we go. Los Angeles offenders.
Come
I have
on.
To ask this one to Donna. I wait till I talk to my producers
about the ones they pick up.
Los Angeles, they know she's in the sheriff's department. That's why they do this stuff. Los Angeles offenders caught soliciting prostitutes, Donna, can have their charges dropped entirely if they attend John's school, much like attending traffic school for a ticket.
Is it a law?
No, that's not a law.
Yes, it is a law. You can go to John's school in L.A. Can you imagine? Hi, welcome to John's school. I'm your instructor, Frank. What did they teach you?
And there's an attempt to do this statewide.
There's an attempt to replicate the program statewide, but in Los Angeles, offenders can avoid having to pay any punishment or charges if they and get them dropped entirely.
What would they teach you in John's school?
I don't know, but I'm going to talk to Sandy about this because Sandy, do we have John's school? We need John's school here.
There you go.
Unbelievable. The curriculum. Can you imagine when they're talking about
that?
They're bringing people like Donna. This is our curriculum for John's school. What do you think? We need somebody who's a manager to look at it.
Horrible things. What do they show you? Films to scare you of horrible things that can happen.
I don't know, but Donna's one for four. I'm glad she's better at emergencies than she is at laws. There we go. Here's our fifth one for you. You can redeem yourself here, Donna. 108-year-old Washington, D.C. city code prevents people from giving tours without a $200 license and completing a 100-question test.
Is it a law?
If you're in Washington, has it been the law for 108 years? No tours unless you pay $200 for a license and you complete a 100-question test?
No.
You're correct. It's not a law. And you want to know why? Because it was repealed in June of 2014.
It was a law.
So in June a couple years ago, in 2014, they decided, you don't have to pay the $200 for the license anymore, and you don't have to pass 100-question test to tour in Washington, D.C. And that was our episode of Is It a Law? Off to you, Mark.
Hi, I'm Mark Austin, a partner at the law firm of Rutan & Tucker. With roots in Orange County tracing back to 1906, Rutan is the county's largest full-service civil law firm with particular expertise in the field of public agency law. Today, Rutan's attorneys successfully represent scores of cities and other public agencies, as well as many developers and other private clients, as they navigate California's complex governmental regulations, land use laws, and environmental laws, including the California Environmental Quality Act and many others. For more information about how Rattan can assist you, call me, Mark Austin, at 714-662-4677. That's 714-662-4677. Visit us online at Rattan.com. That's Rutan.com.
This is Keith Curry, and it's Wednesday. It's great to be in the city square with Jerry Amonte.
There we go.
And good to have you here, Keith.